Welcome to episode 258 of Fly Away. We are a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, George, and Lindsay. Also joining us this evening is a dear friend of the podcast, Denise. Denise owns Magic Destinations Travel, one of our friendly competitors, and we asked her here tonight because we know she is passionate about our topic. Fall is the perfect time of year to let your fear flag fly and embrace that rush of adrenaline that takes over when things go bump in the night. For some, there is no better way to get in touch with your inner frightened child than to brave a haunted house or two. But what about 10? Universal Orlando has been serving up terror entertainment for 29 years now at its haunted horror nights. And this year, one Outlander travel agent, abandoned by her colleagues, who shall remain nameless, but includes brave Halloween horror nights and live to tell about it. So let's get started. So to be clear, the strange person who thought this would be a good idea was Lindsay. Am I correct?
What? It was a good idea. I wanted to do this for, I've been trying to do this since 2008.
And you've done it before, right?
No, I had RIP. I had special, the VIP RIP tour tickets in 2008, but Josh had gotten a new job and he didn't want to take time off. So we canceled our trip. And every year since then, I've been trying, but no one would go with me. And I am just too big of a chicken to do it by myself. So well, it's always better to be scared with friends.
Denise. Well, you never asked me to go. I mean, hey.
Now you know.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't even know that you would.
Was this your first time?
This is actually my first time to get to experience it. A few years ago, we went just as a family trip with no idea that it was going on. But at the time, our daughter was only 10, and she used to get scared at going through the haunted house costume store, so we were not going to go through Halloween Horror Nights with her, which I don't understand that because we're home haunters, so it's not like she's never been exposed to these things before. So
Well, and there is an age restriction, I believe, on this is 13. It's not recommended for anybody under 13.
Yes.
Restriction or a recommendation?
I think it's a recommendation because it also recommends not going if you're pregnant, but obviously I took my daughter-in-law with me.
As long as you don't push her down.
Right. Like, I mean, I think so. If you see videos from this thing, I mean, there are people who literally push other people and, you know, throw their friend in front of them, you know, and yeah. So let their friend take.
Okay. I went through one of them by myself because my daughter-in-law was already tired. Her feet were killing her. So she sat it out. I walked through. I literally had these three frat boys, I mean, big guys, they're big stocky guys behind me, and they were screaming like little girls. And I was laughing the whole time. And I thought, really, guys? Not exactly putting out that masculine vibe here.
I read an article like a long time ago about why we are attracted to fear and why we like to be scared and how it does something to the chemicals in your brain and your endorphins. And one of the reactions that some people get in higher doses than others is laughter. And that's what happens to me when I get scared. You get fight or flight, and then some people go straight. Some people have managed to, your brain has managed to hijack that adrenaline that comes from fear and turn it into something
fun. I'll agree
fun.
With that one.
Not everybody can do that. Some people get extremely terrified and it's not a fun thing, but I'm fascinated by why do I enjoy being
Well, and I do enjoy watching the videos of people going through the haunted houses, and there's tons of them on the Universal YouTube page, and I mean, famous people, Ellen DeGeneres, and I mean, there's like famous folks going through these things, and the reaction, they even showed us a video. So this, you know, this trip where you guys went into Halloween Horror Nights was tied to a conference, and Universal spoke at our conference, and they showed a video and of this guy going through it, and that was one of the very first ones. He screamed and went right into like hysterical laughter, and it's so much fun to see because it's, you know, clearly completely involuntary. The whole thing is just like your brain trying to process what,
what's going on. And you know, you're scared, but you know, it's not, you know, really life or death threatening. And when you can hijack that fight or flight and turn it into, it's kind of the same thing we do on roller coasters. That same like adrenaline. So one of the cool things, this year's theme was the 80s. So every year there's a different theme for this. This was the 29th year. And the theme was the 80s. So we had like the Ghostbusters haunted house. We had Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. There was like a Yeti haunted house where there was tons of Yetis and none of them had strobe lights on them. There was like
worked, I bet, too.
Yeah, and they all worked too. There was a Nightingale's, like a blood pit, which I think is a reoccurring haunted house that they do a different version of every year. And it was like Roman time gladiators who were being
didn't get that way at all.
Animals. And it had this nasty smell to it that was just terrifying. There was the Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Depths of Fear, Us Graveyard Games, and then House of a Thousand Corpses and Universal Monsters. And I did with my friend Shannon, we got the express pass and we went through all of them. We went through all the scare zones, all 10 haunted houses, all 5 scare zones. And we even saw both shows. Wow. And we were done by like, we were done with the haunted houses by 9. We were done with the shows before 10 by like 9:45. We could have stuck around and rode rides, but we were leaving on the cruise the next morning. So we wanted to get back. And
how did you fare? Did you get quite as much done?
I missed out on the Yeti. I missed out on the Graveyard Games, and I didn't see the two shows. But I have to say, I don't think I saw the Universal Monsters. I'm not real sure if I saw that one or not.
That was one of my favorite ones. The sets were really, really good in there. And there was, in fact, there was a guy in front of us in line who he gets the annual pass every year, and he's local, and you know, he was wearing a shirt from like, I don't know, one of the first ones like 29 years ago. And you know, that's, you could look around the park and you could just see, just, it was everyone's badge of courage to wear their shirts from previous years with all the haunted houses on there. And he was just a wealth
like
of
Stranger
knowledge
Things
about
just
how
really
he loved
fit in
set
there.
Design. I guess he used to do something with set design and about how he liked going through, and he would go through multiple times because he would notice something different every time.
That was really my whole thing too, is I guess I really didn't get as far as the scare factor of it as I did to go through and look at the set design. The set design was amazing. And then the special effects for their makeup, that was even better.
I think it's a little hard to be scared because of all their safety precautions. Like, everywhere there's going to be someone that jumps out. There's a cast, do you want to call them a cast member? I don't know what you call them at Universal.
Right.
There's a employee standing there looking quite bored. more often than not looking a little bored. So you're like, as soon as you see them, you know, something's coming.
Right. A lot of jump scares, and you could always tell when there was going to be a jump scare because you see that cast member in all black kind of hiding
but
in the corner.
They're not allowed to touch you.
No.
Right. So,
I touched.
You did?
I did. I was going through the bloodbath, and one of the gladiators came out a little too far and scraped my arm with his gauntlet. And I just looked at him.
Yeah, that was totally a mistimer on his part and an accident, because I mean, I was quite impressed. I mean, there were a couple times where their hands shot out and I could feel the breeze, but they didn't quite touch me. And I was just thinking like how good they have to be at that timing.
Absolutely.
To keep from, and how well adjusted their eyes must be. I think there's some strategy to this for chickens like me who maybe are a little scared. Go early, go when it's still light out, because your eyes haven't adjusted to the dark yet. So you're not going to see as many of the things that might terrify you as you will later at night. The later at night you go, the more your eyes have adjusted and the more scared you could potentially be. There were two, I'm embarrassed to say, there were three moments that got me. The first house we went to was the Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And they got me on one of those, on like, just because I didn't even see where the person had come from. They literally just appeared right in front of me. And I started laughing so hard because, and it just smelled like cotton candy in there.
It did.
Like the whole, The whole house smelled like cotton candy. And then the blood pit one smelled like rotting flesh. I don't know how they did that, but it was so gross. I could not work in there all night and smell that. That would have been awful. But then the other one that got me was the graveyard one. They had a scene with little children. And I just literally in line told my friend, I think I'm cool with anything but little kids. Like creepy little kids. I don't. And then sure enough, we're in a room and there's like little dolls and children coming to life. And I'm like, oh no, no, this is not. I got through that. And then there was a scene in the Us.
Where I stayed away from that one. I don't do possession.
So that movie did creep me out a little bit. And that house, I think, was the most well done as far as identically replicating the movie sets, and they did it so well. There was a scene in there with a little boy who in the movie crawls a weird way where he was crawling out from underneath the wall. And I think I screamed, OH, whatever, no. And like ran because he came out right in front of my legs. And I was like, oh, I just happened to be looking down at the ground.
See, so now I'm glad I didn't do that one because possession is just one of those things. I don't mess with that. I can't.
Yeah, but that wasn't
possession
that,
or voodoo.
That movie wasn't about possession. That it was something. It was totally different. It was replicas of people. They were genetically replicated. I don't want to give away too much of the movie in case somebody listens to this. It was not about possession, but I will tell you, it was really creepy. And that one probably, it was so realistic, and the characters they had in there playing the characters from the movie were really kind of spot on. I like that one a lot. The monsters, the classic monsters was so good because of the sets. And then did you go in the Thousand Rob Zombies?
I did. I was a little not impressed, really. I kind of disappointed. It wasn't typical Rob Zombie, you know, cinematic. Wow.
Yeah, for as far as a haunted house goes, I think that it did fairly well as a haunted house. Like the guy moving on the table, I wasn't expecting that. I preferred the Rob Zombie Hellbilly Deluxe area where the music was and the dancers.
Right. That was Rob Zombie.
Yeah, we kept going through there. They had all these great photo opportunities. Like you could take a picture in the drag racer or whatever, and you could take a picture with the robots and with the Living Dead girls. And there was like a graveyard stone throne or whatever. There were all these really cool things in that area. And then of course the music was really, really good. What did you think about, did you make it through all the scare zones, Denise?
I did go through all the scare zones. I really liked the plastic surgery gone wrong.
The vanity ball. Yeah.
I sat there and watched the fashion show for about 30 minutes. Yeah. And then I enjoyed the Viking area. That one was kind of cool. I wasn't that impressed with the Walking Dead zombie area. That was like,
I wasn't okay. Either. I had a hard time making out the difference between the people who were supposed to be zombies
and the ones who were drunk.
The people who were park guests, like I really couldn't tell the difference at some point. But there were five different scare zones. There was the Anarcade, then there was Zombieland Double Tap, the Rob Zombie Hellbilly Deluxe, Vikings Undead, and the Vanity Ball. But I'm with you on the Viking. I think it was the smoke. Well, I think the fog or whatever made it a little scarier.
And
there.
Then did you see the person who was eating the live person that was kind of chained up over on the side? That was kind of Actually,
yeah, that was, cool. There was some really cool, gross detail.
where exactly is this? Is it actually on the Universal Studios side or is it on the Islands of Adventure side?
In Universal Studios. And these scare zones that we're talking about are areas where you walk through the park to get to the other areas.
So they're all in between the different rides and all.
Yes. Yeah. On the streets.
Okay.
Yeah. On the streets. And there were some rides open. There were seven rides open that you could have done, like the Rip Ride Rocket, Transformers, Revenge of the Mummy, Fast and the Furious, Harry Potter, Escape from Gringotts, Men in Black, and Simpsons.
Okay, before we move on to rides, stop, because I have so many questions, and you guys are talking, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't understand what you're talking about. So where are, you just mentioned what the scare zones were, so thank you for that, because I was trying to figure out the difference between a scare zone and a haunted house. So I'm guessing that a scare zone is an open area, and then a haunted house.
That you just kind of walk through.
So then how big are these haunted houses? Like how many?
There, some of them are pretty massive. Some of them, I think, were maybe, what do you think, like 5-10 minutes to get through?
I took maybe 15 minutes tops to get through any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are moving pretty quickly through these. Yeah. Because there's hundreds of people trying to get through.
Yeah, there's hundreds. And it, when you're thinking about in terms of like crowd control, this is a lot of walking. Like one of the veteran guys we were talking to says he averages about 10 miles a day that he comes to the whorehouses just going. And that's with the express pass line. If you don't have the express pass line, if you don't have the express pass ticket, you're doing more corral walking. And when I mean corrals is like the metal gates for the races. If you've ever done a Disney race, or you can imagine any type of marathon where they have those corrals and they have you walking through the back because you're going behind the rides and you're actually going into the back lot areas where they have these buildings set up, and you are kind of doing this walking. So the biggest chunk of time that we felt when Shannon and I were doing this was the walking. Like you might not have a hard time getting in on the express, but when you're coming back, man, it's a trek.
So if you did not have an express pass, a lot of the major haunted houses would easily take you an hour, 2 hours just to get through the queue.
And they all have wait times posted out front. So like 45 minutes to 2 hours. Wow. Stranger Things and
was
Us.
2 hours.
And yeah, they had the longest wait times were at Stranger Things. And
so
Us.
The express passes are those because you're staying at one of the luxury properties.
It's a separate completely. Express pass. You have to buy it separately. I paid $100 for mine, and I think it was $100 well spent because we got done so early. we could never have got done that early, all 10 houses before 9 o'clock without it. And we ate, and we stopped and ate and had drinks and things like that too. So
yeah, you couldn't have done all 10 houses without the express pass.
No,
not mathematically enough time. And the party runs from 7 until midnight. Is that right?
Till 2 a.m. Some nights it's 1 a.m. Some nights it's 2 a.m. There are crowd calendars available. And even if you don't look at a crowd calendar, when you're looking at pricing for this event, if the ticket costs more, it's going to be busier, like the busier nights. So the game for a night where it's not as busy, and the night we went was not as busy.
Well, it was still early in the season too. Mm-hmm. As you get closer to Halloween, it's going to start picking up with larger crowds.
Yeah, and you're talking 2-3-4 hour waits, I've heard from people, which I would not have waited that long for any of those houses. They were good, but nothing was a 4 hour wait good.
So you said you went early. Did you go through the pre-staging?
I did. So what we did, we entered in, if you're staying at a Universal property, you can enter in a special entrance. And you can actually get in line and get in earlier, and they will open that entrance early. And I did not realize what a serious thing this was for some people. I mean, obviously there's people who are doing this who did not buy the express pass. So we got in and we're just kind of moseying down the lane, and there are people running like it's a rock concert and they're trying to get front row or something.
Picture just rope drop.
Bolting. Yeah. Picture rope drop, just worse than rope drop. I think just bolting, trying to get to the back of the park. And I think part of the key to this is having a strategy. If you want to do all the houses, get there early, try and stay on property the night before so you can use that special entrance, use the express pass if you can. I think it was a really good value for the money because we never felt rushed and we didn't feel like we were going to miss anything. And we were able to get out of there. And for us having an early morning the next morning, it was so important to get out of there early and not be there till like 1 or 2 in the morning. But we could have easily stayed all night long and done the houses again.
See, we didn't even get there until 8 o'clock. We decided that we were going to go have dinner first and ended up with a server that was rather chatty.
Oh,
so it took us a little longer to get there. But we still were able to get everything done.
We ate food at the event because they have special event theme food. And so we had pizza fries, which I'd been reading about, and they were actually quite tasty. There were a bunch of waffle themed treats this year for Stranger Things. So there was like a waffle. I did not have that, any of that stuff. But there was like a waffle cupcake and waffle cookies and waffle shakes and all these weird like candy corn shakes and but they had these food booths that were themed after the food court in this year's, the latest season of Stranger Things took place in a mall.
Yes, it did.
And so they replicated all of those restaurants, kind of, not all of them, but a lot of the restaurants in the theming of the little snack and food booths, which I thought was really cool.
So now that makes sense. See, I've only seen the first season of Stranger Things. So a lot of that was like, okay.
So you got hot dog on a stick and Orange Julius and
So that was kind of cool. I like the commitment to the theming. The other thing, I was absolutely blown away with the entertainment. The show that we went to go see, I was kind of expecting like a lame Halloween show. I know a lot of people were whining about Bill and Ted's getting taken away because it had such a big cult following, which I of course never saw because this was my first year going. But the entertainment, the Academy of Villains, was probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen in a theme park. They had a contortionist. They had everything from jugglers to dancers to, and they put on this amazing themed show that had everything from Jekyll and Hyde to Jack the Ripper and all of these different horror aspects to it. But it was dancing and there was so much involved in this, and it was such a good performance. I think I videotaped the contortionist because I just could not believe he was moving. It was like he broke every bone in his body. It was crazy. But it was one of the coolest things that I've seen. And I'm so glad we were debating on whether or not we were going to go, because we went to the horror, the light show on the water, and that was okay. And then we're like, oh, well, obviously there's one more show. Let's go see this. And it ended up being my favorite thing about the whole night. And you can look up there. They have a Facebook page and they have a YouTube channel, and I'm sure people put videos up, but if you do get to go to this, I highly recommend going to see them, the Academy of Villains, and going in an earlier show because there'll be less people. You'll get a good spot.
So from the chicken perspective of someone who really does not want a jump scare, but can take things like gore, you know, like I could probably watch a Viking gnawing on a live human being if I had to. you know what I mean? Like the effect would be cool. So, but the pizza fries sound good, and the food court sounds good, and the entertainment sounds good. So could you, in theory, go through this and not be subjected to sort of peeing your pants from...
I think you could do all the houses and not pee your pants. These were more like the kooky killer clowns from outer space. Come on, it was hysterical. It smelled like, the whole thing smelled like cotton candy. There was nothing in any of these houses, with the exception of that little boy crawling on the floor that... in the little dolls that gave me the heebie-jeebies. Everything else was just like fun. It wasn't like a terror. It wasn't even the scariest haunted house that I've ever been to.
I feel this like, though, I've seen videos of people freaking out.
Yeah.
I
think yeah.
Okay. So hold on. I'm going to say, so that video that we saw of the guy going through the haunted houses, the staged haunted, you have to realize they're going through by themselves. There's no one in front of them.
Yeah.
To warn no them. Behind them. So when you're going through these on a regular night, you have such a long line. Exactly. You have such a long line. I'm talking really loud. You have such a long line of people that you can tell when you're about to have a jump scare. You'll hear them scream. And so here's the way you go through this if you're a chicken. Stay close behind the person in front of you. Don't let there be a long distance
between
the two of you. Don't scream. The more you scream, that makes you a target. So that's it. Don't
hold this. You know,
do they have this in Hollywood?
Yeah, they do. They have it in California too. So I saved the life of the guy in front of me when we were going through. I think it was the depth. We were going through one of them. Might have been the Depths of Fear or whatever. He was walking the wrong way. Like there was a fork in the road, and everybody was supposed to go to the right, and he was going like right toward where the guy was hiding. And I like grabbed his shirt. I'm like, that is not going to end well. We get out, and he's like, Turner. He's like, thank you so much.
Go that way. Go to the light.
So I agree with Denise 100%. If you like, if I had to do these with nobody in there but me, oh my God, I would have crapped my pants. I probably would have died. I would have been in a corner somewhere. Like I couldn't imagine doing this with no one in front of you. And some of them, it's so pitch black in some areas where you don't even know where you're going.
Yeah,
and because your eyes haven't adjusted.
Okay. I hated all the strings and things that kept hitting me in the face, because I hate spiders. I can pretty much cover, you know, deal with anything. I can deal with snakes. I can deal with, you know, bugs, but spiders. Oh no. I draw the line at spiders. I just don't know at all. And so then you have all these strings that kept hitting me in the face. while it's dark. And I'm like, ooh, what is that? So that was about the only thing that really got me, because it was too much like having a spider web hit me in the face.
Yeah. I mean, then you got it. Then that's your suspension of disbelief needs to kick in, because you know how clean those darn theme parks are. And you know how, like, even in the Haunted Mansion, there are no real cobwebs.
No, right. But when this wet stuff hits you in the face, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
I've been slimed.
You did.
The Ghostbusters house was so cool. That was, I wish I had, if I had gone through any of them again, it would have been that and the Universal Monsters one, just to see the sets again. The Ghostbusters house was really well done, I thought.
Too. And the Stranger Things one, one of those creatures, I don't know what they're called.
Oh, it spit water.
God, spit at you.
I think.
Yes. It spits at you. And that wasn't pleasant.
Yeah. There was another one that spit water too. I think a lot of the Yetis were on break when I went through the Yeti Attack of the Yukon, because that one was like, it felt like there should have been more Yetis in there than there were.
Not meaning coolers.
Yeah, no, not the Yeti cooler.
So for the chicken who goes to this thing and decides no haunted houses because they're all too terrifying, are the lines for the rides shorter because everybody's in line for the haunted houses?
Oh, I would assume so. We didn't even bother trying.
We did go through Diagon Alley. That was open because my daughter-in-law is a huge Harry Potter fan. So we did go through there.
So did you ride? I guess not, because she's pregnant, so she couldn't ride.
She's pregnant, so she didn't ride. But those rides were open. I did see that Gringotts was open.
Well, how were the streets in Diagon Alley, though?
Not very crowded at all.
So you could actually do the wand things and not have 10,000 people around you.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're not a fan of a crowded park and you want to, you can accept the fact that only certain, like, there are only 7 rides open for this. I'm sure it changes yearly. Maybe not. Maybe it's the same 7 that were open last year. But if you can accept the fact that you're going to have limited, and you'll have so much more free time to do kind of whatever you want. And there's lots of other stuff to do. There's, like, all the restaurants are open. There's the there were shops open. There was tons of stuff, I think, to keep you occupied. We spent a lot of our time going through the Rob Zombie area just because it was so cool. We kept gravitating back to that section.
See, and I kept gravitating back to Vanity Ball.
Vanity Ball. I wish now hearing you talk about that, I wish I had spent more time over there. We got to see that. And then I was kind of like, I didn't even stay for the fashion show. We just saw, like,
it was kind of, like zombies meets Rocky Horror Picture Show. it was quite interesting.
I do think they need to switch the locations on some of those scare zones, because where they had the Zombieland Double Tap, I wish they had had something a little more exciting there, because we kept getting back there because that's where all the good houses were, and that area was just it was kind of lame. It was like I don't know. The zombies aren't allowed to touch you. And like I said, I couldn't tell the difference between them and park guests.
It was a little weird, some of them, unless you got, they got right into your face and then you could see, oh, there's makeup. Okay, we get that.
Now the chainsaw guys, did you see those? They're part of the arcade.
I laughed at that so hard because I just seem to be immune to the chainsaw thing.
I just love how they seem to hone in on the little girls. Like,
and
the little teenage,
anybody,
anybody who's like clinging. So there is, like, a strategy.
There's that clingy thing right there.
To not getting their attention when you're going through these scare zones. If you stay up on the sidewalks, they seem to leave you alone. If you act like you're not scared, they'll leave you alone. If you're clinging to someone for dear life, or if you're in a gaggle of teenage girls who are like, they hone in on you like a shark in Blood in the Water or something. They're like, I watched a guy stalk these girls. Like, he went around, like he pretended like he went by them, and then he went around the bushes and came out, and he just scared the living daylights out of these little girls.
Now, at first, I had gone through that area during the daylight earlier that day, and so I saw the giant arcade game sitting up. Oh, that's kind of cool. 80s. All right. I get that. But then when you come back at night, and then I realized there were people hiding in the arcade game.
Yes. Like, oh, yes. So well, you stopped to level. You stopped to try and push the buttons and play on those games, and they just jump.
Cool. Talk about adding a new level to the game.
Yeah, really.
Pac-Man's really going to come after you then.
I really thought it was more fun than scary. This was, to me, this whole thing was, I mean, they were it was cheesy fun. My friend Shannon, that's what she kept saying. These horror, horror houses, the haunted houses were like cheesy fun.
All right. So they needed to add Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's what they needed to add. I mean, if we're going to do 80s cheesy horror, that's what we really needed, was Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yeah.
When I saw Killer Clowns were out from outer space, I thought, okay, well, that was definitely a B-movie.
So this year has me so excited to see, because next year is their 30th.
Oh.
So I'm so excited to see what they're going to do for a theme and what they'll bring out. Maybe they'll bring out like the best horror houses they ever had, like as a reunion thing or something. I don't know.
I'm really sad that I missed being able to go and see the Walking Dead haunted houses.
Yeah. I would have liked to see the Walking Dead, and I think the Purge area would have been cool to see. There have been several over the years that I thought would be really cool. I don't know. I'm kicking myself now. I should have just gone. I should have gone by myself. I've been down there every year during this time. There was no excuse for me not to go.
I think you'd be scared out of your bejesus because you're by yourself. I mean, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more fun with people.
Yeah.
It is more fun with people because if you have someone to look at it and, you know, laugh at things about, and
that's why
you need somebody that you can trip and run faster than. That's all you need.
So we took turns. We took turns going first. Shannon and I, it was like her turn, my turn. And then I realized that I think for me, if I'm with someone else, I would rather be in front.
Really?
That way you can run faster.
Well, you can run faster, but I was also paying attention to the people in front of me, and you can keep the pace up with the people in front of you. Because when she was in front, if she was slower and let that gap happen.
See, there's that strategy again. No gaps, no clinging.
No gaps, no clinging, you know, just make, I know this. You go to these to get scared, and then I'm sitting here like, here's all the ways you don't get scared.
Well, I was hoping that you guys would change your mind and talk me into it, but I think it's not my thing. So I can see how it's
everything.
All right, so Elizabeth, I really, obviously, go with honestly, me. I'll make sure you still protect you.
I don't trust you.
Denise, I'll Elizabeth, go with you next time.
I like you, okay. I just don't trust
Elizabeth,
you.
And I wholeheartedly mean this with every fiber of my being. I would choose this as being less scary than doing anything that Sandy suggests.
All right, that's fair.
Okay, so I've seen some of those things, and I agree with Lindsay.
Wow. Legit.
We love you, Sandy. Look,
we love you, but the truth hurts.
Whenever you guys said that, you know, you called them cast members, but you didn't know they're not cast members. Somebody told me they're called something, and I feel like they said fright attendants.
That could be.
Oh, that would make sense. Like fright attendants.
I feel like
that makes sense.
Well,
and some of them were really into it, and you could just tell that some of them were so tired of being sat in those houses. They just had this look on their face like, oh god, is it break yet?
The process is really, I mean, you know, I actually talked to a makeup artist who works on it, and you know, they get there super early and sit in makeup chairs, and then they're there until 2 o'clock in the morning, you know. Yeah.
Oh, I've done it. I was at a theme park. I was in a haunted house, and it took like 2 hours to get all the makeup on.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the effect is good. I mean, that's why people love this so much. It's considered one of the best theme park Halloween parties out there.
Yeah, it wins
constantly. Yeah.
I will say this, like, if you want to be scared out of your ever-loving mind, this is not, these aren't the haunted houses where you're going to get that scared. The ones that Josh took me to in Atlanta that were done by like this professional special effects team where they chase you with a real chainsaw with the chain on it, and they're sawing off, they're sawing 2x4s in half, and the splinters are going all over your clothes. Those are the, you know, those crazy, stupid, psycho ones that are in prisons and things like that. If you want that real fear, that's where you go. This is like fun.
Are
this
the ones
pure fun.
That actually can touch you and they make you sign a waiver?
Yeah. No, or there's like live rats and snakes and animals and stuff. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Elizabeth's like, no way. Nah, not happening.
My parents, I blame them for this, because my mom took me, when we lived in New Jersey, she took me to a haunted house that was in an old prison, like a real prison. And I remember going down the stairs in the basement where the cells were, and people were allowed to grab your ankles. Like, my obsession with haunted houses goes back that far. And I didn't find out until I was an adult that haunted house I went to that was a prison is like one of the scariest ones in the U.S. It's on the Travel Channel on there.
How old were you when your mother took you to this?
Oh, probably like 10 or 11. There was like a real gallows where they had actually, in the real electric chair where people had died. This was an actual real prison.
I am now mom of the year because I waited until mine were at least in high school before I took them.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, my eldest probably would have gone at 10. My youngest probably still wouldn't go because he's smart. But
the things I remember about the most scary haunted houses I've ever been to is standing in line all day. Like the ones we went to in Atlanta, it was all day. We were in line for 8 hours to get into those houses because that's how serious the people were who were going through there.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That was crazy. Well, I hate to bring this animated discussion to a close, but that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of our special guests, Denise, Lindsay, Sandy, George, Donna, and myself, Elizabeth, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.